Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Ontario is losing 319 acres per day to urban sprawl. In 2021, the amount of farmland saw a 5% plunge. Now, Northumberland County is trying to do something about this. County Planner Dwayne Campbell will talk about efforts to preserve prime agricultural land. Plus, he will describe what can be done with some of the other lands that are not so great for farming. The process is called agricultural mapping. All of this is being done while developers continue to apply pressure to build homes and subdivisions at an increasing rate. I'm so pleased to have back on the show again, Dwayne Campbell, Manager of Planning and Community Development. Welcome to Consider This.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Let's start off with a basic. What is agricultural mapping?
Well, in Northumberland County, we have the official plan, which establishes land uses across the region. And agriculture is one of those such land uses. And within the official plan document are maps that show where the best agricultural land in Northumberland County is located.
So why do we do this?
Well, a couple of reasons. Municipalities are required to have official plans by provincial legislature. Every municipality in the province has one. And the reason for that is it sets up how a development and growth will occur, but also how certain land uses like agriculture will be preserved over the long term.
Why is that important, though?
Well, agriculture in Northumberland is important for a few different reasons. Agriculture is one of the top five leading sectors in Northumberland. Our recent data indicates that local agricultural communities like dairy, corn, soybeans, fruits, vegetables generated over $113 million in farm cash receipts in 2016. There are over 950 farms in Northumberland, 230,000 acres of farmland for use in our community. And the agri-food value chain here from agriculture to processing to retail and food services drives about 11% of the jobs in this community. So, for those various economic reasons, preserving that agricultural land is important for the sustainability of Northumberland.
It's my understanding that a third of Northumberland is already protected as agricultural lands. Is that correct?
That's right. It's about 31% of what we would call prime agricultural land, the best of the best. There's even more agricultural land than that across the county because we do have agricultural operations on our rural properties in other land use designations on the Oak Ridges Moraine, for example. There are some farms and farming operations. But currently, right now, yes, we have mapped, like I said, 31% of Northumberland County is what we would consider prime agricultural.
You mentioned a couple times this term prime agricultural land. What is the difference there? What delineation are you making, and how's that compared to maybe other types of agricultural land?
Yeah, think of it as the best of the best in terms of where agricultural soils are located. So prime agricultural lands, when I say that, I refer to the soil type. Canada Land Inventory Soils recognizes various class types of soils across the province. And for us in Northumberland, class 1, 2, and 3 are, like I said, the best agricultural lands for production, for food production. And that's generally where we see that prime agricultural land use being mapped currently.
So why don't we just keep it simple? If that we know what the prime agricultural land is right now, why don't we just pass a bylaw and say, there you go, just protect all this land and away we go, rather than having open houses and consultations and talking to a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I'd love to do it simple, but there are landowners that you know have had agricultural land that you know. Some may want to continue to farm. Others are on agricultural land that's not being farmed for various reasons. And I think there's an opportunity and due diligence approach for the county to look at and make sure that we are protecting the right areas using one, the soil classifications that I mentioned, but also a local context and understanding what the needs of future residents will be. And then a second point to that is provincial mapping has been updated recently, and it's our obligation to include some of that new mapping from the province into our local official into our official plans and in a local context.
StatsCan just released a figure, I think it's been in the last week or so, that says 319 acres of farmland are being lost daily. Does this constitute a crisis?
Depends where you are in the province. I would say in Northumberland, we have not lost agricultural land to that degree. I've heard similar studies out of the University of Guelph and other places that have done vast studies across the province on the amount of farmland being lost. In Northumberland, however, I think our current policies and our current direction being, a more rural municipality with a thriving agricultural sector has done an excellent job in preserving the agricultural land that we do have. And there has been no loss for Northumberland, which is somewhat unique compared to some of the other counties and regions across Ontario. We want to continue that moving forward as we look to update mapping and policies through this process.
But you and I have had previous conversations about the growth study and the projections over the next 30 to 50 years. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a huge amount of pressure for growth.
You're absolutely right, and that is the point of the official plan, and why another reason why we have one. It's to balance the land use needs of the current population, our future population, but also recognize that there's going to need to be a place for food to be grown in order to have a healthy and sustainable community. I like to define planning in simple three-step process. Planning is where we live, where we move, and where we eat. So thinking about those three things, we focused on the where we live with the growth management piece and explained or started to think about how the county is going to grow over the next 30 years. Our transportation studies talk about how we're going to move between those places. And now we're focusing on the agricultural piece, which is how we are going to continue to feed this growing population without fragmenting the agricultural landscape.
It gets pretty scary in terms of food security. I mean, the ability to feed ourselves. Now, we saw empty shelves during the pandemic, and we're seeing skyrocketing food prices right now due to shortages in fuel prices because we ship our food over huge distances. Can you give us some context as to how planning and mapping impacts our food security?
Well, I mean, from a planning perspective, like I said, we're ensuring that the land is available for food production. Other supply chains will determine, you know, where that food goes at the end of the day. Preferably, I'd like to see it stay within Northumberland or in a local context, as we've all been told and learned to appreciate over the years that buying local and buying fresh is the way to go. We see lots of a 100-mile diet type of situations out there. But from a land use perspective, the intent is making sure that the right land and soil classifications are there, and that we continue to have that vital food production moving forward.
Now, I know that the purpose of planning is to guide growth. And yet, will it not limit the uses of particular lands? I'm thinking now that, you know, farmers in the past have sold off lots as a means of generating much needed revenue, especially in times of crisis or hard times for them. Will this impact the ability of farmers to continue to do this?
Well, I would say planning is yes, guiding growth, but it's also preserving land and ensuring that certain landscapes are protected. In terms of the impact to farmers in the farming community, we see the current provincial legislation, which is limiting in some aspects into what can and can't happen on farmland, and we'll see that continue moving forward. We're not going to be bringing anything new to the table that isn't already in provincial legislation. We're recognizing that farmland is intended for farming practices, for agricultural related uses, and there's even some new policy thinking out there of on-farm diversified uses and allowing some uses that are more appropriate in an agricultural area, but still allow the farm operation to continue. So there's a new level of thinking, economic, socially, environmentally, to understand that agriculture is here and there are opportunities for it to thrive and continue to thrive within Ontario and Northumberland.
For those who may not be familiar, can you explain what limitations there are? Because for anybody that's lived in Northumberland for a long time, it was very common in local councils to receive severances from farmers, and they'd, you know, cut off two or three lots and allow a builder to come in and build something and sell those, and that would generate them revenue. So can you explain what the current situation is as to that kind of activity?
Yeah, so any prime agricultural land that is mapped right now is limited from having a severance. And I'll say that generally, there are certain exceptions to that rule, where there's a farm consolidation, for example. There could be a surplus house that gets severed. But in general, the intent of provincial policy and county direction is to limit the amount of new lots that are created on farmland that is set aside for food production.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because it wasn't that many years ago that there was a major fight in Port Hope over a piece of land that one farmer said, look, this is prime agricultural land. And there was a company that came in and bought it to create a solar farm. And he argued very vehemently that it was prime agricultural land. And yet the solar farm was given approval and they put it in and he wasn't able to stop it. I just wonder to what extent, you know, is this mapping that you're going to do, is that going to help resolve those kinds of issues or make it easier or more clear as to what can or cannot be done, especially when farmers are saying, you know, this is prime agricultural land?
Yeah, well, it's going to do, like I said, two things. It's going to set up and make sure that we have the right lands identified first, and then second, it's going to put in place the policies as prescribed in provincial legislation on what can and can't happen. Yes, we'll put a Northumberland context on that and make sure that it's appropriate for our farming community. But that's really the two pieces that are going to come out of this study.
Farmers are not known for their interest in having governments tell them what to do with their land, and they often push back against government regulation. What has been the reaction so far from farmers as you have started to put this out into the community?
Well, we've just kicked off the public engagement piece. I think a lot of farmers and those that have been following along have known this was coming. It's legislation that's been out by the province for about a year now, and we're refining and making appropriate for Northumberland. So that's part of the next steps that we're dealing with. Out there consulting with the agricultural community, with landowners, with anybody in the public, to really get an understanding of what's working, what's not working, and what we need as county employees to go back to the province and say, this is what works for Northumberland and this is what we think needs to happen.
In places like Garden Hill, Lakeport, I'm just mentioning a couple. I know there's a long list of developments that are being proposed right at the moment. There are all kinds of single lots being sold and built on. Isn't the horse out of the barn, so to speak, already? Why is there not a development freeze in rural municipalities until this process is complete?
Not a development freeze, but like I said, there are current policies in place that limit the amount of development that can happen in certain places. Garden Hill and Lakeport, those are designated settlement areas that do allow for some level of development. Beyond that is your rural area and likely some of your prime agricultural land. That is where you start to see some of the land uses and some of the restrictions on severances and that kind of thing that start to limit where new development can occur.
Are you hearing from developers in this process as well, and what are they saying?
We've heard from developers throughout the official plan amendment update, and you know they were very interested in some of the growth management work, which is still ongoing. We heard from development community and others in the natural heritage system, and I anticipate we will hear through the agricultural sector or through the agricultural amendment as well. What I would suspect is that most of the developers that I've worked with understand the planning process and the reasons why there are certain areas established for development and other areas that can't be as intensely developed, I'll say. So there is that general understanding, and I suspect that through this process we'll share some more of that information and make sure that we get the right areas mapped and included.
What sort of reaction are you getting from the representatives from the various municipalities, the politicians on county council?
Same, still early in the process and looking forward to hearing what others have said. We have a diverse, very diverse communities across Northumberland County. Coburg, for example, which is an entire town, doesn't have agricultural areas, whereas Hamilton Township or Oamaru Haldimand, they have some rural settlements, but there's no real urban center to those municipalities, and they're mostly agricultural. So they'll have probably more of a vested interest in making sure that we get those areas right. We are hosting a number of open houses across Northumberland County to make sure that we get information from councils, from development industry, from the agricultural sector, from the general public, to really understand that we get this done in the right way.
I'd like to come back to those open houses in just a moment, but I have another question, and that is, if the mapping is successful, will anything be done to encourage sustainable practice? In other words, can planning encourage environmental sustainability at the same time as designating lands?
Well, we can to a degree in what we can write in land use policy. A lot of what we do is founded in ensuring sustainable practices are followed. It's also founded in ensuring that we can start to combat climate change and some of these bigger issues that have come up. The housing crisis we've heard about from this particular provincial government. And all of that, again, gets kind of rolled up into a ball and put into a Northumberland context in our official plan. And we prepare those maps and policies to ensure that we get that balance right and have the appropriate level of growth for the Northumberland community.
What is the county doing to lobby the Ontario government to protect its resources?
The official plan is a big piece. At the end of the day, the official plan policies go to the province for approval. I know there have been meetings with ministers and senior staff at the provincial level to illustrate that Northumberland does have a unique situation in being the what I call the gateway to the Golden Horseshoe. We're just outside of the GTA, but we are part of the Golden Horseshoe and have certain requirements that need to be met from a development and county growth perspective in terms of population and employment forecasts. At the same time as, like I said, protecting agricultural land and the natural heritage areas. So there is that constant collaboration and working with the province that will continue as we move forward with this project.
You mentioned earlier three open houses. Can you tell us what the purpose of these open houses are, when they're taking place, and how people can participate?
Absolutely. So, three open houses across Northumberland County. These three are geared toward the agricultural mapping component of the official plan update, known as Northumberland Next. All the information about the open houses can be found on our project webpage, joinin.northumberland.ca. But really quickly, they will be held in Colborne, in Campbellford, and in Port Hope. I'll get the dates for you. In Campbellford is June 27th, and Colborne is June 29th, and Port Hope is July 14th. And like I said, the dates and times of those are available on joinin.ca.
What will happen at those meetings? Can you just give us a brief outline of what will take place?
Sure. So they're an open house format. We'll have a from some displays of mapping around the room. Actually, you know, these are in-person meetings and the first that we've had since after the pandemic. So it'll be good to see everyone in the community and see some faces as opposed to doing these kinds of things on screen. But we'll have some maps displayed around the room. Our consultant team will be on hand to answer any questions about the mapping. There'll be a slight probably 15 or so minute presentation about how we came up with the mapping and what the next steps are going to be in terms of refinement after we hear from the public and stakeholders. It's just going to be that kind of open house format to hear what people have to say.
Now, when I went to your Join in Northumberland website that you mentioned, I did not see a specific place for agricultural mapping. What should I do or what should I look for? How do I participate there?
There's an icon that just went up called agricultural mapping. You should be able to click on that when you find the first you need to click on the Northumberland Next project, and then that'll bring you to all aspects of the official plan update and all the components from the natural heritage system to the growth management and agricultural mapping as well.
Now, if I lived in a rural area or I was a farmer, I'd be really interested in this and very keen about it. But for those who may be living in an urban setting, like the town of Campbellford or the town of Brighton or Cobourg or Port Hope, why might I want to attend these meetings or why should I take an interest?
I think there's an interest from a community development perspective, and people are going to want to, I think, understand what's happening outside of their urban areas, understand why growth is being directed to within settlement areas, and just a general understanding of community development within Northumberland. It's about maximizing the space that we do have, and it being planned for in a thoughtful way as growth occurs, but also about protecting areas in the community that need to be preserved for a healthy ecosystem. And
once these open houses are done and the consultation process is complete, what are the next steps?
Well, we'll get the feedback from the open houses. It'll be used to inform the development of a final agricultural mapping and policies. We'll have that available for another round of public engagement before anything is finalized. The final report will be presented to the community and then to county council for consideration. Feedback on that second round could lead to some refinement, and finally, once it's adopted by our county council, then moves up to the province for a final approval before being implemented into the county's official plan.
Now, if I'm interested but I can't make it to your open house, and I may not have internet, not be able to get on to join in, is there any other way that I can participate in this?
Yeah, we can do a number of different things. Email, phone call, write an old fashioned letter and send it in the mail. All are acceptable forms of submissions. We'll definitely appreciate all input provided.
Dwayne Campbell, I want to thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you very much, Robert. My pleasure.
That was Northumberland County Manager of Planning, Dwayne Campbell.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.